Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we just thank you this morning that we are able to gather around your word. May your manna from heaven this morning, Lord, refresh us. May it wash us. May it light our path. May it stir faith in our hearts. And I pray, Lord, that you uncover your word to us. And I pray, Lord, that with joy we may receive your revelations, knowing the times that we are living in. And as we understand these times, Lord, give us the boldness to go out and preach your word so that we can bring the gospel to others, so that others can be saved and escape the wrath that is to come. And so, Lord, we ask for this in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue with the prophet Zechariah, and we're going to be looking at our fifth part this morning called the crowning of Joshua. The crowning of Joshua. And we are looking at Zechariah's visions, 10 remarkable visions that occurred on the same night. And these visions offered encouragement and assurance of God's blessings and of his plans for Israel. The name Zechariah means Jehovah remembers. And this in itself is a prophecy because God remembers. He has not forsaken his covenant that he made with the Jews. He has not forsaken his promises and his word. He has not forgotten about his city Jerusalem. And he has not forgotten about you and me. Zechariah was born of the son of Berechiah. And Berechiah's name means the Lord does remember. And we have seen in these visions of Zechariah that if you obey God, if you have a relationship with him, God's word tells us that his blessings will overtake us. They will take a hold of us, even as we have been promised in Deuteronomy. Zechariah was the grandson of Iddo. And Iddo means affectionate or in his good time. And so even in this, there is a message for us. Zechariah was a prophet to Israel at a time of defeat. And it seemed like the Lord had forgotten them because of their sins. They had been taken into captivity. The temple was destroyed. They had lost their ministry as priests and of holding up the light to the world.